The new horse in the barn, that would be Jordan Messer from last week. He breaks out for a 47-yard run to make it 8-0 after a San Cathrell two-point conversion run. 8-0 is now the 6'4" Dutchman, Tom Reisjauer, kicking things off, and it's a high kick, comes in at the 15-yard line, and it's muffed forward, and Ken Lakers is luckily able to jump on it at the 23-yard line. On the bottom of that pile, that'd be number 18, Garrett Bowles. Saves from tragedy there for the Lakers. And now they're back on offense for the first time tonight. First and 10 for the Lakers, left to right across your radio from their own 22-yard line.
Yeah, high and short kickoff, and he come underneath it, but didn't quite get there. Off his fingertips, goes to the ground. He's able to corral it because there were two Cass City guys flying in quickly to try and take it out from under him. But nonetheless, he preserves this possession, and we'll see Lakers offense for the first time tonight come onto the field at their own 23-yard line.
First and 10, double wing offense. Bryce Sears under center, and it's going to be a handoff to number 23. That'd be Zach Kretschmer. He gets out across the 25, out to about the 28-yard line. Tackled made by number 20, Dustin Nagley, for Cass City, the junior. Second down, 5 to go for the Lakers.
Keep in mind the double wing offense. You'll see a running back in the backfield. You will see your other halfbacks line up over top the tight ends, one on each side most of the time. That side, you'll see Zach Kretschmer on the left. As when the play is snapped, he comes left to right back towards the quarterback, and he can either take it around the end, or if he sees a hole, cut it up the middle, and that's exactly what he did.
It's a pitch out to the right side. Coming around, Kretschmer has the first down to midfield, cuts back inside, has a lead blocker. He's at the 35, now at the 30, and tackled from behind. Down at the 28-yard line, Noah Zaleski chased him down, and Zach Kretschmer with the big run pushes Lakers on the cusp of Cass City's red zone, first and 10 from the 28-yard line.
And it's the exact same play. Kretschmer comes across the line of scrimmage from left to right. The first time he sees a hole, he cuts it up the middle, gets a handful of yards. Second time, he keeps it all the way around the end, trusts the blocking, and gets the sideline, and there are no white jerseys anywhere. Cathrell's able to force him to change directions, and Zaleski's able to tackle him from behind to save a big touchdown. But nonetheless, Lakers already deep in Cass City territory.
It's a handoff to Jared Reiter that time, the line fullback, out to the 23-yard line. Tackle made by Alex Perry, linebacker for Cass City. Lakers getting all their yardage in chunks so far. It's going to be a 4-yard gain.
That time, Reiter, the fullback, just a dive right up the middle. And after that run around the outside, the dive works very well. 4 quick yards right into the linebacking core of Cass City.
Second down, 6 from the 24-yard line. That was a 45-yard gain from Zach Kretschmer. Puts Lakers into this position. Last in play was Jared Reiter for 4. Double wing, Sears under center. And it's a pitch, a handoff to number 18. That would be Garrett Bowles. And Alex Perry found himself in the backfield, as he always tends to do. 3-yard loss, tackle for a loss for Alex Perry. Actually, 2-yard, according to the spot, at the 26-yard line. Third down, 8 to go.
There's your counter misdirection play. Garrett Bowles is your right end, the right backer over top the tight end. The play looks like it's going the same direction they all have. Instead, it counters back the other direction, and Alex Perry is all over it. And that play goes nowhere quickly for a loss of 2. So third down and long now for Lakers.
Third and 8. From the 26-yard line, 6:36 left. Sears back to pass, rolling to his left, has a man open, is caught to Garrett Bowles, and he has the first down inside the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. And we have a late flag way in the backfield, away from the play, and it's going to be a personal foul, roughing the passer. So that's going to be half the distance to the goal line from the 13-yard line. So a 13-yard pickup on the catch to Garrett Bowles. And then from there, Colin Rubel is actually going to be the culprit for the roughing the passer. So from the 13-yard line to about the 6.5-yard line, this will move Lakers deeper into Cass City territory. 6.5 to play in the first quarter, 8-0 Cass City.
Remember we said in the pre-show, dumb penalties?
Yep.
That's exactly what we're talking about. You can't give away free yardage in a game that's going to be close all night long. And that late hit on Bryce Sears was late. It was unnecessary. The ball was already gone. But I want to point out the run game's been successful. That's the time you throw the play-action pass. The underneath route and the deep route were covered well. But Bryce Fernald was nowhere near the wide receiver, and a good throw and catch from Sears to the receiver.
Jared Reiter, the fullback, gets the handoff, goes right into the teeth of that defense. and gets out to about the 4-yard line. It's going to be a hard-fought 3 yards. Tackle made by number 60, Jeremy Velasquez for Cass City. Second down, goal to go from the 3-yard line.
Second goal from the 3. They're tightening it up. That double wing. They go with the fullback dive. Gets a couple yards. That offensive line of Lakers is winning the battle so far. Cass City got a big breaking run early in the game, but so far in the trenches, it's been all green and white.
Double wing offense, and it's a handoff to number 23, Zach Kretschmer. He's fighting for anything there, but he's going to get out to the original line of scrimmage. And then nothing more. Hunter Kaster, defensive tackle for Cass City, stops him in his tracks. Third down, goal to go, still from that 3-yard line.
That's a big stop for the Cass City defense.
Yes, it is.
Because if Lakers is able to even get half the distance, it just makes it so much harder to stop the next play. But they got 3 yards to work with. We'll see on third down and goal what the Lakers offensive coordinating staff has to do in this play.
5 minutes and change left here in the first quarter. Cass City 8, Lakers nothing. The Lakers on their first offensive drive of the night. They're at the 3-yard line of Cass City. Third and goal, and it's going to be Bryce Sears on the keeper, tries to sneak it out to the right side, and there's Cass City's Colin Rubel in the backfield and draws him down at the 9-yard line for a huge loss, and now Lakers facing a fourth and goal from the 9-yard line, a 6-yard loss.
That's how you make up for a big pass interference, roughing the passer call. You get a sack on a big play a couple downs later, and now it's fourth and goal from the 9. So if you're Cass City, this changes everything, because the chances of them running for 9 yards on you is a lot harder. Chances are they're going to throw the ball here. It's worked for them all season long. That secondary's got to be ready, because it's going to be man-to-man coverage everywhere.
Fourth and goal from the 9-yard line, working about 3 yards inside the right hash, left to right across your radio. Bryce Sears under center. Double wing offense. Number 23, Zach Kretschmer to the left. Number 18, Garrett Bowles to the right. And we have flags flying. It's disco night early here from Laker country. And it's going to be false start against number 54, Gage Brownell, the culprit. So this is going to push Lakers back another 5 yards from the 9-yard line to the 14-yard line. Not exactly what Coach Verberg drew up.
Dumb penalties. We're back. I was hoping that wouldn't be the reason this game changes, but 4th and 9 is hard enough. Now you make it 4th and 14. It's just chances for that defense now to bring the blitz and force Bryce Sears to make a decision quicker than he wants to.
4th and goal from the 14-yard line now. Lakers in their home green and black uniforms, white numbers, green stripe down the side of the pants, gray stripe down the side of the jersey, white stripe down the middle, the winged L on both sides. Bryce Sears under center, looking to pass, and he has to break free of one tackle, throws this aimlessly into the end zone, and it's nearly caught by JT Warren. But there's a late flag as JT Warren was pushed down as the ball was coming in. And the Lakers is going to get one more shot at this, actually a few more shots, as the personal foul or the pass interference in the end zone going against, that would be Hayden Hoare, the culprit. So this pushes them half the distance to the goal line from the 14 and down to the 7. And Dave, I do believe, is that an automatic first down?
It is, and I disagree with the call, because the ball was thrown away from the receiver, so he was diving to get it. So from where the penalty was thrown, it's thrown from the far side of the field, so it appears that he was pushed. But in reality, he was diving for a ball that was thrown out of the back of the end zone. So a tough break there for Cass City. That play should have really never happened. Bryce Sears made an awesome play in the backfield.
No kidding.
You guys saw that, to spin out of a sack just to get a chance to lob that ball into the end zone, and bailed out by a penalty flag. There were 3 Cass City defenders there, and Lakers are going to get bailed out with a chance now to score again here and get this game back to level.
That's actually replay the down, so it's still 4th down from the 7-yard line. Just half the distance of the goal line, replay the down. Well, 4th and goal from the 7.
That play was not going anywhere quickly, so this is half the distance, another shot at it. We'll see if they're going to spread it out again. 2 receivers to the right.
3:54 left in the first. 8-0 Cass City. Lakers on a 4th and goal, throws it in the end zone, and nowhere there, but it's tipped down by Sandon Cathrell, and Cass City comes up with a huge stop inside the red zone on 4th and goal from the 7, and a turnover downs for the Lakers, gives the ball back to Cass City at the 7-yard line.
There is no time for Bryce Sears to even make a decision. When he turns around after his fake, every play, Colin Rubel and Alex Perry were in his face on all of those plays. There's just not enough time for him to set his feet and throw the football. And if you're a team with a mediocre secondary or a secondary